In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join Jim.
You came in with that infirmity. If it came in as an arrow, as for every riches God in heaven, let that arrow go back to sender. If it came in by what you ate in the dream, whatever the enemy injected into you, it is neutralized now. Right now, that stranger from the ground of your head to the soles of your feet, I command you to jump out in the name of Jesus. That sickness is over forever in your life. It is a tree that God has not planted. The Bible says, every tree that my Father has not planted shall be cut down. I cut it down, I uproot it in the name of Jesus. The apostle said to Ananias, said, Ananias, the Lord Jesus Christ makes you whole. So I speak to you, the Lord Jesus Christ makes you whole. You are healed. Receive your healing now. You are saying, I say, I receive. Receive, I receive. Receive your healing now. Come and say, I receive. That's how to receive. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Get up and go back to us. Check your body if you have a test. You will share your testimony before we leave this room. Please, once you check and you have a testimony, the symptoms are gone, please keep Pastor Sola or Pastor Matthews or Pastor Demola or Pastor Sayo. And quickly, quickly, right now, just check your body and see them. You are sharing your testimony before we go. Now, you need grace. Is anybody here who really needs grace? Listen, let's put it down, put your hands down. As you see, if you see worship and you pray as well, please come up. Oh, okay. I am asking you, please ask me, move away all these things. Move away all these, and all this, glass, including what you put by this one, move away with your eyes, move away, and put my expression. Outside, I don't want to see anything else. You've been hearing of grace, have you? Now you want to experience grace. The time has come for you not to just hear of grace, but to experience grace in your life. When I said move away, I expected sanctuary people to come in and carry care of you. Carry it to other. I mean, last. And you servants are going to be attentive. So I'll talk to you what you do for this. And I had about 6 prayer points I thought I prayed. I didn't know what to do by this one. I told you, to God be the glory for the choir. Wonderful. This is what happened in the book of Joseph of Chronicles and First Chronicles and First Kings, when the temple was dedicated. The singers with one accord, the praises with the sound praises to God, the cloud filled the house, and the ministers could not minister. The priests could not minister. The choir collected my job this morning. Hallelujah. They took my job from me. Amen. Yes. We need to continue God. God said, I am having a hearing of here, but now my eyes see. You want to experience this. But it's a prayer. It's a prayer song. This man is a worship. It was a prayer for this. From the beginning. Listen. The blood of Jesus, our strength, the grace of God. Let's worship it. Grace is coming on you. Now listen. Wait. I'm receiving grace again this morning. Listen. You have to open your heart and have faith. When this grace comes on you, listen. You may feel cold shivers, just in this way, from your crown to your soul. You may feel heat sensation. You may feel it may make you to run. Please run. Samuel told Saul, it shall come to pass when all these things are coming to you, two associations are you. Two. In fact, yes, let me run it. Don't stop it. Don't hinder it. Grace is coming. Grace is coming. Please run. Hey, I want to take your glory. You have no answer to your number. The name of your mercy. Yes. Thank you. If you are ready for the grace of God, you know what grace does? It takes you from this level, takes you to another level. You know what grace does? I don't know, it takes you from where life has brought you, it brings you to the front. Are you ready for this grace? Heavenly Father, in our trust at it. And there on this altar, O God. And I ask for the release of your grace. Your children are hungry. Your children are ready. As I know on this altar, let there be silence. As I know on this altar, dear Lord, right now in your name, out of your fullness, Lord Jesus, have we all received grace for grace. Because our children are hungry already, let grace be released now. Let there be silence. There's a flow. Keep quiet. Take your hold. Take your hold. Thank you. Grace. Oh God. Please watch out for somebody in that gallery, that mezzanine floor. Grace is coming up on that. Yes, grace. Right here in front of me, there's a flood. It's a flood of grace. Mama, sit down. Mama with baby, sit down. That's a flood of grace. That's a flood of grace right now. Manota Saba Yala Baba Baba 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 Yala Baba. Oh my God, watch out, watch out. That lady there, somebody watch out for her. Yeah, where you are, watch out for that lady there too. Watch out, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For you be glory, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I hear open doors. Precious. What I want to declare right now, please tell if you are the one, your image should be loud. No point that we say it, I get it more, not your sheep. Every door of breakthrough, of progress, of marriage, of fruitfulness that has been closed against you is open in the name of Jesus. Every door of marriage, of progress, of advancement that is closed against you. The door of trouble of the international connection that is closed against you, the door of fruitfulness. The door is open. The door is
is done. I want you to go before the Lord now and present your request. Five requests. Go ahead. Go ahead. Five. Five.
Holy of the
ask God five things.
You are carrying your baby.
I don't know who you are. By 9 months and a few weeks after today, you are carrying your baby. Says the Spirit of the Lord.
Ah, I see the Lord. His eye be lifted up. His strength fills this temple. And the angels are crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
Precious name we have prayed. I am asked to tell you that the desires are granted. Samuel said to Hannah, the Lord God grant it according to the petitions you have asked of me. And I stand in my office and I declare, the God of heaven grants the petition that you have asked of me. The seventh day of the month of July. Seven is the number of perfection. Seven perfection, seven perfection. That issue that you have taken before the Lord is perfected in the name of Jesus. Son of God is bringing you into double honor. Your shame and embarrassment will be over forever. The enemies of your destiny, the haters of your life will be disgraced. Your doors are open. Your doors are open. You are healed already. Your womb is open. Your destiny is open. Good things will locate you. The right person will locate you. Your husband, wherever he is, will show up. What you lost, what was taken from you shall be restored to you. You will find what you lost. It shall be found. The name of the Lord will be glorified. Today, the seventh day of the month of July, 7-7-2024, will be a memorable day in your life. You will remember your encounter today, you will give glory to God. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that, amen, be louder. Lift your hands above your head and give Jesus a hand. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. You have been standing for close to 2 hours. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Something I had to do. I just feel like it's going for you. You also have the science. You can have the men of God's time to try the idea. Why are you bringing this to the game? We don't need to do this. I don't need to do this. This is a bad idea. I don't know. But I want to pray for this. Anybody want to get to there? You know, I want to pray for you to put this hand on you. Just like God shall have prayed for you. In 2006. That your desires are granted.
entire circumstance. In the name of Jesus. The entire circumstance. In the name of Jesus. It is planted. Take it. Receive it. Receive it. Come on. Receive it. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. I don't know what to take it. Settled. I have settled. For you, it is settled. In the name of Jesus. Affection. Settled. It is settled. Yes, yes. Your voice will be heard. In the name of Jesus. In Atusa, my country, that door is open. It is settled. It is settled. It is settled. You don't see so penetrating. It cannot be so. It is done. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this time of yours, we back three things. We back three destinies in your chosen field and career. Can you walk to fulfill? Don't talk and do it. I see God raised you to be producers of men. Grace is walking through you and through these hands. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I see God working consistently for you. You're always consistent in whatever you do. I see God opening amazing doors for you and perfecting everything about you. That grace is going to help you now, in the name of Jesus. Unusual favor, unusual door is open for you, in the name of Jesus. You will not pray to the schemes and the wiles of the enemy. Your hands are blessed. Favor of God upon your life, the door is open. It is settled. It is settled. Lifting, lifting, lifting. You are lifted to the place of the glory of His name. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your head. His hands of mine are on you. On this one lifting for you, you will not be small. A young greatness, the Lord will make you great. It is settled. That matter is settled to the place of the glory of His name. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you for perfection. 7-7, the God of perfection, perfect all about you. In the name of Jesus, everything about you, your greatest concern, is settled now. It is settled. It is settled. It is settled. The perfection of your matter, it is settled. It is settled. It is settled. Your faith has not wavered, will not waver. And God said, I will make you laugh. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal God, in Jesus' name. Oh, in the name that is above all names, God has made your hands that be a strange instrument to worship, to exalt His holy name. And your hands are to play on the instrument to bring deliverance and healing to many. The Lord perfects and settles everything about you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal God, in Jesus' name. I ask for consistency from you. I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 I'm going to go to the hospital.
Why is it you do that? You don't have wife and black. Lawyer. Doctor. And everybody in the competition. This place will produce you in Jesus' precious name. Put yourself a big clap for him once again. And take your seat. Help your neighbor up. Help somebody up. Okay, good. That's strong. Someone has a testimony already. I said, if you have a testimony, can I see your hand? You know. You have a testimony. Prof. Prof has a testimony. All right. If you want to share your testimony, please step forward. Brother and mother, where are you? Prof. I need you here, sir.
Hallelujah.
Engineer, why is the people's microphone better than my own microphone? I don't know how to.
Praise the Lord. My name is Amala. I think, like as you said there, that there is a table for every level. What I do is I try to improve on operational efficiency. What that means is that very similar to an auditor. So we want to improve to find out the practices. You know, so anytime I travel, in fact, I told my wife recently that sometimes there's this fear that I hope some people are trying to, you know. So this morning, even yesterday, so I was at my grandma's place and some of the grandmas were trying to get money from me. And my mom, grandma is someone like, she doesn't like me to be able to speak to me, you know, like that. I tried to give him something that I had, because I was not very comfortable about it. So, but this morning, so I was trying to, when I woke up this morning, there was something I felt in my tummy. As if I had something, but, you know, it was just there, but I knew I was not very comfortable. I wanted to know about that, I wanted to raise some kind of concern. So I was trying to know, is it work? Is it family? And all that. So when this morning, I've never fallen down that path. Never. I wonder how it happens. But it started with, I wanted to cry, I was wondering, I mean,
big boy, granny.
But so as I laid down, something came.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.